KEXP 90.3 FM, where the music matters. Our friend Shovels and Rope have returned. Hello.
Hello!
It is so good to see you. You guys are family. It's always great to see you here in the studios.
We're always happy to get here. We were even excited. We were like, 8 o'clock in the morning, let's go.
Well, we were even excited about this early as good.
No, this is the best time of the day. This is when people are rocking out.
Well, we like to think so. We're biased here on the morning show, but we definitely are fans of that. And I'm glad you made it. It was okay out there.
Oh, it was fine. It was great.
It's a beautiful sunny day. You're in Seattle. One of your many home away from homes. Do you have a lot of home away from homes? Do you feel like you belong in that city?
I feel like we have a handful of home away from homes.
Yeah, so what we call a soft spot to fall.
Mm-hmm. That's a great way to put it. That's great. Well, I hope Seattle's on that list.
It is, and your fall foliage is just beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
It's very refreshing to see. We haven't seen a lot of it.
We worked very hard on that.
Good job.
Well, you guys are playing tomorrow night, so you have some time to enjoy our fine city.
We are.
We're going to give away more tickets to the show as well, because
I have
a few more to give away. So we'll have some friends there. But first, I would love to hear a song.
Let's do it. Let's start out with a song called Coping Mechanism.
Love it. Shovels and Rope, live here on The Morning Show, playing tomorrow night at the Neptune Theater. If you haven't seen these guys live, I should say, even if you have, you know to go. But if you haven't, make sure to go. Shovels and Rope, another performance here. And my smallest one, the nearly two-year-old, will always be his first show. Will be Shovels and Rope. That'll always be the first show, and he's crawling around on the floor before the show. And you were nice enough to let him.
We're honored, and we apologize for any damage we might have
done. Nah, yeah, he wouldn't wear the headphones either. Do you remember your first show? That you saw? Not that you played, but that you went to, you have a memory of?
Smokey Robinson, I think, with my parents.
Nice.
Oh, man, you killed
that's,
it.
That's yeah. a good first one.
I think mine was Rosie Flores at the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville, Tennessee when I was 10 years old.
10 years old?
Uh-huh.
Parents brought you to shows and were all about educating you music. Yeah. And
both of us have bluegrass mandolin players for dads, and Michael's used to take him to the Telluride Bluegrass Festival and try to get him to jam with the mandolin.
Yeah, know? I would do some of that jamming. I think there was also a Grateful Dead show going on, you know, like at the same interspersed and yeah. with the festival. My dad was like, "Hang out over here, but don't hang out over here."
Parodying 101. Okay. All right, you got another for us?
Yeah. Oh, let's do When the Devil Is All Around.
Let's do that. This is a little a number that occurred to us. Okay. When the devil is all around, got you crawling on the ground, on your hands and your knees, with an apple in your mouth, you will know.
Crawling on the ground, on your hands and your knees, with an apple in your mouth, you will.
Shovels and Rope live on the morning show playing tomorrow night at the Neptune Theater here in Seattle. I have some tickets, or will call at this point. We wouldn't expect a 24-hour turnaround for you to be here. Traffic's bad. Might not make it. If you text shovels to 206-903-5397, we will pick one of you to go and get you into a great show. You guys are always good live.
Oh,
and,
thanks.
And the amount of shows you play as well. I would, you know, sometimes you ask bands like, oh, how's the tour going? Or how long have you been on tour? I feel like you've been on tour since I met you years ago. And that hasn't ended. Am I right? What's the longest stretch you've had off, really, since...
I don't know, a couple of weeks,
couple
of weeks max, but usually there's something, it's rare that it's longer than that.
Yeah, well, there's an expression, you got to make hay while the sun shines. And so that's kind of, we've been hitting it pretty good, and we take our little time, make sure we stay connected with our friends and family, but this is our time to get it on.
What if it's shining for a decade? you just keep going? Does the sun never go down?
I don't know. We're always assuming it will eventually or whatever. So anyways, a lot of haymaking happening.
and you get to be home. Do you feel like there is no home right now for you? Is the road, I know it's cliche, but is that home for you?
We definitely are at a place in our lives and with our crew that we feel at home on the road. But we made a point to put down roots in Charleston. And we've even moved there's family that lives with us now, so that when we go home, it's very much a sense of all of the guise of the rock and roll lifestyle that we live floats away, and all of a sudden we're at home with our family again, and it's really nice. It's a great balance. I think we have a good balance of that.
That's a fantastic image, that you wouldn't come home to a cold, dark, we haven't paid the bills, we haven't been, mm-mm, nobody's cut the grass. Like, it's just, but to have family waiting for you has got to feel real good.
My little Italian mother-in-law cooking minestrone, it's the best.
Now everyone wants to go to your house. That sounds nice.
Don't you come to my house.
When are you coming back to play down there? When do you get to return? Or, I shouldn't say play, maybe just go there to rest.
To Charleston?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think we have a show there until maybe January, but we got about a week left on this run, and then... I think we're off for the most part for the rest of the year, with the exception of a New Year's Eve show with Jason Isbell.
That's a good New Year's Eve right there. Where's that at?
Louisville, Kentucky. I hope it's oh my goodness.
Is there a question mark?
Well, Jackson, Mississippi. Is that correct?
I always get this fear that I'm going to say Lexington,
right,
Kentucky, when I need to say Louisville, Kentucky.
It is Louisville.
It is. Yeah, because that's where the Slugger's at.
You'll be in Jackson at the end of January. You're going to be a lot of places. So if you're in a city right now listening, Shovels and Rope will be there at some point, I hope. All right, you got another song?
We do.
All righty.
At the circus, and Dan was a writer for the Delaware Local Observer. Just 21 and just 2 months out of the service, missing half an eyelid, so he had to wear a patch. Marianne introduced herself to Dan. She said, "Do you like the menu, or do you need me to read it to you?" Halfway angry, half turned on and half confused, but he took her by the arm and went out back. And he said, "So long to my former life, to a worried life, so long. So long to a harder life, to a troubled life, so long." Lying there under the soft glow of the sunrise, the moon was still awake and all the generators lowly humming. She picked a flower and fastened it on to his back. She said, "Come on, let's get married. I think we might get along." She said, "So long to my former life, to a selfish life, so long. So long to a bitter life, to a troubled life, so slept. He had nightmares every night, rain and fire on those bloody beaches, just in the dewdrop from the flower anyway. Marianne, you are a melody. I think I wrote a song. It goes like, so long to my worried life.
You can still get it. I gotta place that closer to you.
Takes all the fun out of it.
I want to see you dive out of the drum set.
I think that's part of our live show, and I don't really realize it until you can't see us, that half of the fun is watching us struggle to hang on for dear life.
Have you ever, who do you tour with? Is it just you two on the road? Do you have help on the road?
We are so lucky. We have the best crew that you could ever want to have. We travel with a sound guy who runs the tour,
yeah,
a monitor guy that fixes the guitars, and a merch guy who manages all that, but also they all help look after our beloved dog that we tour with. In fact, they insist that we bring him, and because he's such good for morale. And then everybody just kind of keeps everybody's morale up all the time. And it's kind of like we've got this like little tiny family that we travel with, and they have wives and girlfriends and babies on the way. And it's the most familial, wonderful thing, and it's something that I always wanted, because the feeling of being in a band, but instead of, we don't all necessarily are on stage together, but every single night they're like producing the magic, and it's really gives us the consistency and the nightly magic that we create. So it's the best.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got your family both home and on the road. You can't top that.
Definitely.
If you have you have your show tomorrow night at the Neptune. I want to remind everybody of that. That gives you a lot of Seattle time. So
that's
you've
right.
picked a time where it's not actually pouring rain, which is nice. What are you guys going to do? What's the plan for Shovels and Rope in Seattle for almost 2 days?
Oh, man, what should we do?
You said movie. You're going to see a movie. And you're not the first band when I've had a little time here. It seems like movie is one of the first things I hear out of someone on the road. Is it because you just get to, you get to catch up on movies? Is it the idea to just
I think
hide?
It's just the sitting in one place,
right.
And kind of
in the
darkness.
Dark. But also, we're frequently parked in a parking. Like, we're lucky because we travel on a bus, but a bus is large, and a bus can't just park anywhere in a great part of town, like where you'd want to walk them out. So we're usually in the parking lot of, like, some god-awful, you know, store development. But there's usually a movie theater there, and we can, like, go eat some shameful meal and then go watch a movie and try to live down our...
Think about our lives.
Think about the choices that we've made.
What movie did you say? I have no idea. I sat there for 3 hours. I don't even know what happened. Well, good luck with that. And I hope you see our fine city.
We are going to get into your fine city. I've got to walk down to the Pike Place. I mean, come on. I don't really get to spend any time. I know everyone will say, don't go there. That's the touristy place. But I want to go to the touristy place.
There are cities where you need to do the touristy thing. There are certain touristy things you do. And whenever anyone's in town, I say you should go down to the market. Don't go on the weekend. It's just nuts if you can help it. But that definitely should be on your list.
I mean, come on. It's a one-of-a-kind place.
It is. And I got down there recently. And when you live in a city so long, you avoid those areas. And I was down the other day, and I remember how much I love it. It was during a weekday. There weren't a lot of people around. But that being said, I wasn't a grumpy old man and mad at everyone's in my way, and it felt really good to be in my city. So you should see that.
It's a beautiful city.
Thank you. We appreciate that. And the fall foliage, which you can go and see. Go down to the Arboretum.
That is exactly what we should do.
You should do that. Take the bus down there.
I'll point out all the plants to Michael and tell them the names, and he'll pretend to be interested, and then I'll be a happy wife.
Mm.
Azaleas.
Ooh.
Wonderful. Camellias. I love those.
You've got that down.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
Get the nod?
I mean, you're married. You know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, really? And my wife's in medical school, and she'll tell me about a muscle structure.
You don't know what she's
and I just go,
about.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. That's in my head. I'm like, that's horrific. And I never needed that information. But thank you, sweetie. That's very nice. So it's a little different. But I have the nod down.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay. That sounds good. Tomorrow night, Neptune, Shovels and Rope. Then you guys are off up north to Vancouver. And then it looks like Jackson, Wyoming, and Denver, and Boulder, and beautiful country throughout. And then back to the south in January. So good luck with all your shows. And you have one more for us today.
Yeah,
great.
You got one more. Let's get dark.
Oh, yeah. This is a song that it sounds kind of spooky, but at its core, it's truly a love song about friendship. It's called Evil. 1, 2. A 1, 2.
We're standing in line at the equestrian mall. Looks like it's about to rain. I got two small kids and I'm late on the rain. Why stay too late? was cold as hell. My fingers were as numb as my mind. When my quarter horse red kicked me in the head while I was shooing him up from behind. Shooing him up, shooing him up from behind. But every now and then I get evil. I'm ashamed in the shadow of the steeple. I'm a lunatic looking through a keyhole. I hit my kids, but I don't mean to. I'm a dead dog lying on the sidewalk, another victim of the mortgage bubble pop. Waiting on the other shooting shot. Seen her standing in the mud with a baseball glove, spitting at the other girls. Spitting at the other girl. Is she coming in the afternoon with some apples and a pack of ribs? She bathes my babies and she leads me to sleep. Nothing much ever gets said. Nothing much ever gets said. But every now and then I hear evil. I'm ashamed in the shadow of the steeple. I'm a lunatic looking through a keyhole. I hit my kids, but I don't mean to. I'm a dead dog lying on the sidewalk. You're the victim of the mortgage bubble pop. Waiting on the other shoe. The street had some calls last night, some didn't look right. Grab your things, you better come with me. She's in a room with a neon light. She said, don't you pay us no mind. All we ever shared was loneliness. He and I was two of a kind. He and I was two of a kind. Ashamed in the shadow of the steeple. I'm a lunatic looking through a keyhole. I hit my kids, but I don't mean to. I'm a dead dog lying on the sidewalk. Another victim of the mortgage bubble pop. Waiting on the other shoe.
Shovels and Rope, live here on KEXP. I didn't know if you're going to go for one last smash of the cymbal there.
Neither did I.
No. You were leaning towards it. It didn't seem to fit the song, though. So.
Yeah, that's a no cymbal song.
It's a no cymbal song. Shovels and Rope, live here on KEXP. Thank you again for coming by.
Oh,
thanks so much for having us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, we love coming to see you guys.
Yeah, you always have a home here at KEXP. You can always hide the bus in our parking lot if you need to. I'm sorry to the employees, though, who can't park here. But
you guys better watch out. We'll be living in your parking lot.
That goes for everybody listening, too. Tomorrow night at the Neptune, can't recommend that show enough. Shovels and Rope going to be live. And good luck with the rest of the tour. And I'm happy you get some time at home as well. And I want to thank everybody here at KEXP for making these sessions happen. And that includes you listening who support KEXP. That's how these sessions happen. And you go to KEXP.org to support the station. Troy is up. I am leaving. Go Sounders. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.